senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Crab diving live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera.
Fuck you!
USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast application, whether you're listening to the rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7, or whether you're listening live. Hey, yo, what is up?
What's up from the measles capital of the country,
and
Florida?
Like syphilis, right?
We have syphilis, we do. And guns, too. We have guns.
Oh, sure.
Snakes. We have
no more Pornhub, though.
Right. No, that's Texas, isn't it?
No.
It's also Florida?
Yeah. Uncle Ron signed it into law.
Oh, okay.
Just yesterday, I think.
There's also some other social media law that... Someone's trying to get him to sign.
No, he signed this. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Kids not having social media accounts or something?
Yeah. And also in there is going after what? Porn sites, okay. Requiring them to have age verification.
I think it's nice that they're looking out for children in this way. What about the guns, though? Is that fair to ask? Is that a fair question?
Give guns to the children so they can shoot the diddlers.
I've never been shot by TikTok.
Then there'd be a lot of pastors taking bullets.
Ooh.
That's what they're afraid of.
Oh my god, we're so stupid.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commish. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right,
Mr. Bezos slings some drachma in our direction.
Oh yes, yes. I've been shopping lately at a place that sells, how do you describe it? Amazon.
Asian women?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Amazon returns. And they're just thrown.
Oh, it's capitalism.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Horrific. Yeah, yeah.
But you can go there on, I think it's Wednesdays, and you can get, I think it's a dollar an item.
Like, no matter what the item.
Right, right. I gotta be honest, I found some conditioner that conditioner, there's a small bottle of black conditioner. It's $30. I got it, I know, for 75 cents. And I got some other shampoo that's like, it's like $25 for a tube. I got it for nothing.
Hair care tips from Ryan Pfeiffer.
I'm telling you, man, there's some hair styling cream in there. Look, you'll see it when you're in there on the shelf. That is a $30 bottle of fucking cream.
Oh, my God.
I look it up. You can't help it. It's fucking insane.
Let's see what the headlines are this Wednesday.
Yes.
We off Monday, back today.
Right.
Don't forget to join us on Faithless Friday.
9! What?
What was
it? What do you mean?
Why 9 for Faithless Friday?
Well, I can't think of anything more apt or appropriate. I mean, did you watch Rachel Maddow on Monday?
Parts.
Oh my God. We're turning into Nazis. We're hastening the transition.
Commie, pinko, liberal,
iffy,
huffpo.
Yes.
A big, beautiful stall.
God damn it. I haven't read that story. What does that mean?
The case against Donald Trump seemed relatively straightforward in August 2022 when FBI agents searched his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Oh my fucking God.
With authorities citing evidence that the former president hoarded enough classified documents to fill dozens of boxes and obstructed the government's efforts to retrieve them.
Who cares then? Big deal, Pat. It doesn't fucking matter, apparently.
But 9 months after he was indicted.
Yes.
To quote Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Indicted.
There are mounting.
That's right.
There are.
You fucking mounting. Asshole.
But 9 months after he was indicted.
I know she's in the news for some fucking reason. And
Bobert's like, oh, I like being indicted.
Oh, yes. Where's my vape?
But 9 months after he was indicted, there are mounting doubts that the case can reach trial this year. The Trump-appointed judge in the case has yet to set a firm trial date, despite holding 2 hours.
Fuck you, man. What the fuck?
Hours-long hearing with lawyers this month.
We don't give a shit. Figure out where you want to live then. Okay, artists and everyone, figure out where you want to go. Buy some property now.
Cher said she's leaving.
But where's she going?
If he wins.
Where can we go?
Sure.
I don't want to be around these fucks anymore. I'm tired of it.
Canada? Europe?
I'm not living in Canada.
Anywhere in Scandinavia?
That's cold as shit. What about
What about Spain? What about
Guatemala? That is affordable.
You have to learn another language, though.
In Guatemala?
Guatemala.
Yes, well, yes. Hi, everyone. I'm hilarious up in the States. Maybe just me saying this, the tone of this is funny, too. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, if you're in an area where there's a lot of expats, you know, you could...
right.
There was an English comedy club in Rome.
Yeah. In Rome?
Yeah. Rome?
What?
Yeah, I think it was Rome.
Amsterdam, Florence, you can do comedy in English.
Might have been Rome.
The dumb Americans. Can the dumb Americans go to Dublin and be understood in their stupid fucking mother tongue or whatever we speak in?
Dublin is great for
did the Dublin people know English?
Arguably. They would understand you perfectly.
Would they really? Why?
Yeah, because they speak English. But some of them have such heavy accents that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
It's a shame because there's going to be so many Americans that are going to want to leave if this tubby fucking orange Nazi fuck wins.
Dublin's not bad, though.
The world is going to be full of stupid fucking Americans like myself. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Our country is having an aneurysm, and they're Nazis. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Anyway.
Former Justice Department National Security Prosecutor David Aaron said, this does seem to be moving more slowly and less sequentially than other cases that I have seen.
Oh my, what if Hillary Clinton had nuclear secrets in the dashboard of her fucking car behind do you know what I mean? What if she had nuclear secrets in her, they even said there were, didn't she have files hidden in her bathroom too or some stupid shit like that?
Right.
But this is different. This is criminal.
Smuggle them out in their big fat ass.
What do we, dear Justice Department, what has to happen for you to give a flying fucking shit about anything and to do your jobs? Jesus fucking Christ. Fuck.
But, let's see.
Good job. You got the, excuse me. I'm choking. I'm sorry. You got the, jail chorus. Who are these? The Patriot choir of fucksticks that are in jail that sing together. Do you know who I'm talking about? You have that. You have that locked down. What else are you doing that's worth anything? What's wrong with you? God. It's just the news is particularly fucking. Yes. Yes. I'm terrified. I watch Mad Owl on Monday. It fucked me up. God, stop it, Nazis.
Jeffrey Schwartz, professor at Cooley Law School, former judge in Florida, said this case should be over already. There was nothing in this case that complex. Well, of course, it's because Eileen Cannon got the fucking case, and we all predicted it she got it.
And also, too, the guy that's being, that they're going after is the head of the Republican Party. And they don't believe that Biden is the rightful president. That is, you cannot say that's not what they believe. They're nuts.
The, so there you go. That's playing into it. And then this other shenanigans that he's pulling, before we go to the other headline. this bullshit where he's insulting the judge's daughter.
What the fuck?
In this other case.
Who could do that and not end up in jail
and
or
the judge
some
put
shit?
A gag order on him.
Ooh.
And but it's exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
Because now, on Truth, he was like, he tries to gag me. It's my first amendment. And then now all he's going to do is appeal the gag order.
Right.
Up and up and up. In to the, delay,
right,
because he didn't want to get to the is this the Stormy Daniels case maybe, or I don't know fucking know which one it is. I'm sure when I open the story
and like the
in a moment.
The people paying for these all these appeals for Trump, they're literally the Republican Party. Literally, it does it seem crazy? It's crazy.
Donald Trump attacks judges. Hey, we're doing a show here.
She's upset too.
Thank you. Good girl. Leave it.
Right.
Donald Trump. Oh, it's what's the dog's name?
Blondie.
Blondie's
That's Blondie.
Mom.
I wish Blondie's mom used a leash.
Donald Trump attacks judge's daughter less than 24 hours after gag order.
Ooh.
Former President Donald Trump criticized a New York judge's daughter on social media.
God damn, Donald.
On Wednesday, one day after that same judge issued a gag order against the former president following similar remarks, Trump wrote on Truth, where did you see that whole Truth thing? That's very depressing, too.
What is that?
Like, he made $3 billion or something because Truth Social went went public.
Yes.
But it's like Dogecoin. People are comparing it to these meme stocks like AMD or GameStop, where it's just social media runs it.
Right,
social media is like, hey, dudes, let's run up AMD.
Because the only function of that, of him going public, it's just so he can get paid, right?
Well, sure.
Based off this artificial,
but also
pumping up of his dumb stock.
Everybody with a brain is shorting the fuck out of it, and probably, in fact, you know, I'm fanning out on stories here. Let me get back to the
judge, this is so crazy.
The gag order.
Yes,
the Judge Juan Merchan, who's suffering from an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome, whose daughter represents crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Adam Shifty Schiff, and other radical liberals, has just posted a picture of me. Has just posted a picture of me behind bars, her obvious goal, and makes it completely impossible for me to get a fair trial.
Okay.
Has now issued another illegal, un-American, unconstitutional order, in quotes, as he continues to try to take away my rights, capitalized rights. He really is so weird with the capitalization.
No, it's not. That's called emotional capitalization with a touch of dementia.
The judge is issuing a vicious gag order.
Ooh.
Is wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement, including the fact that Crooked Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and their hacks and thugs are tracking and following me all across the country, obsessively trying to... Oh, this is Stephen Miller's
good lord,
right?
Oh, yes. He's got his little...
The previous one was totally him. This paragraph is Stephen Miller.
He put on his Nazi khakis for this one.
Their hacks and thugs are tracking and following me all across the country, obsessively trying to persecute me while everyone knows I have done nothing wrong.
Jeez. It's crazy to think that Stephen Miller has a kid.
Oh,
that's so gross.
Damien?
My God. He had, not to get, you know, off track, but God, it's crazy to think that, and you know, whatever. It's just weird to think about someone having... sex with Stephen Miller.
Oh, allegedly.
I mean, he had a kid.
He didn't have it.
Well, that's true, Pat. it's QAnon's kid.
So, Trump attacks the judge's daughter less than 24 hours after the gag order. But that's his goal.
Right.
Which ties back into the previous story, which is delay. because now he can appeal this gag order.
This is insane.
Up and up and up, taking time off, time off, time off. These appellate courts just aren't going to drop everything.
Right, right.
Some might. I mean, yes. It would be great if they did, if they finally recognize this bullshit
right.
tactic. But then, you know, it hasn't seemed to work out that way.
It seems like the Justice Department is a lot better at going after black people. You know what I mean?
And people. Did you say department?
Department. Did oh. I know. I said the it's not like department.
You said department.
No, if I did. Hey, listen.
That's funny.
Yeah, I would say if I did, I absolutely meant that. The Department of Justice. Yeah, pretend like you're trying to plant crack in people's car or something like that. Or you're doing a three strikes and you're out kind of thing. Do a war on drugs, but go after Donald Trump like you give a fucking shit about it. Jeez.
Over at the Drudge Report. The headline there. Yeah, this is quite the story itself.
Yes.
Diddy.
Oh, my God.
I think, like, the diddler was Jeez. Trending on X and stuff like that. This is some crazy shit, man.
Right.
Diddy's Dark World, it says.
I've never even heard of this until, you know, it came out. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, there's been a long rumor.
Really?
That he likes men and women.
Okay.
Who gives a fuck?
Right. I don't know. I honestly didn't know about that, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, sometimes you know, haven't you heard some of the, he's had some, hey. All
right. Right.
Ejected.
I.
Oh, Shelby. Shelby.
I, you know. Jeez, this You're dog. Right.
Bye-bye. what were we talking about? Diddy. Some of these rappers he's warred with.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
made, like, vague suggestions about, you know, I right. know shit about you kind Jeez. Of stuff. For a while.
Right.
But now, I mean, sex trafficking and the whole nine yards, it is just crazy.
Yes. Does he have like a, is he, what is he, what do you mean well, trafficking people? Is he putting
yeah,
people in containers?
And boys and stuff.
Yeah.
The headline at the Drudge Report leads to the fucking Mirror in, the
Hello.
UK. And it's creepy footage of P. Diddy with Justin Bieber
Jeez.
At 15 resurfaces as fans share concerns.
Right, they're believers.
A baby-faced Justin Bieber is seen hanging out with Diddy.
Right.
In a resurfaced clip as the rapper brings about 48 hours, brags about the 48 hours they were about to spend together. Ooh. Jeez, and how he
fuck.
Can't disclose what they would be doing. Oh, that's well, creepy too.
That's something. Jeez.
Then there's a picture of him. They're at some event.
I remember.
Diddy has his arm around Bieber. Bieber is shirtless, but Bieber yeah. was always shirtless.
Right.
In the Bieber shirtless.
I remember we nearly had a Bieber segment for a while.
We had an ongoing Bieber segment.
Right. Like, because he used to do fun shit, like just dumb shit that was
Didn't
kind
he pee of. In a plant sometimes?
Yes,
or
yes.
Somewhere.
He was a jack off for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Now he's found the Jesus.
Right.
And
is he Jesus?
He was in that I wanna say Hillsong? Is that the
Oh yeah, yeah.
The kind of new agey Jesus
They're
church
very
in LA?
Jesus, but hip.
Mm-hmm. And the controversy there was didn't the guy that ran it?
Let me guess, Pat, before you go any farther, it's diddler related or in that neighborhood, yes?
Maybe, yeah. definitely financial,
Why?
Maybe. Or,
oh, okay. It's either money or diddling with Faithless Friday or ties to Nazis lately, which is fun. God, I'm so tired of these religious people. You guys always have
scandals
weird...
involving Brian Houston in 2021. Houston was charged with concealing child sexual abuse.
There you go. There you go.
By his late father.
Jeez.
He resigned from Hillsong in 2020. Hillsong in
yes.
2022 after an internal investigation found that he had behaved inappropriately towards two women.
Jeez. It's always that with these people. No offense,
some
guys.
Some have criticized Hillsong for its conservative attitudes. For example, the church has been accused of referring to LGBTQ plus congregants, referring them to conversion therapy.
Oh, that's great. What kind of...
And also racial discrimination has been alleged.
That's nice, too.
Is that the one that...
That's very Christian-like, isn't it?
Is that the one that Bieber and Haley were in?
Oh, I don't know. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
Hillsong.
Amazing the kind of crazy shit you can end up finding yourself taking part in when you start to believe someone in the sky is telling you to do things.
Well, yeah.
All of a sudden you have some weird friends, don't you? Or you don't feel like it's weird. It's got to be weird, right? Come on.
Then there was another one. Oh, I think Bieber left Hillsong.
Okay. Sorry, guys. That's a loss.
Bieber announces new church.
Yeah. God, I would pay him to show up if I had a church. But like, Bieber, if you show up, I'll fucking pay you. Dude, you can sing one hymn and, you know, and then people would come and then would hit the plate.
Justin Bieber announces new, oh God, this ad blocker popping up thing. Bullshit is irritating the fuck out of me.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care that much.
You know.
But nonetheless, Bieber left.
Right.
And moved on to other bullshit.
It's very strange because I went to the after party for the Justin Bieber roast at Comedy Central. And in the after party, it was in a warehouse. And it featured a gigantic, like, sculpture. Not a sculpture, just a gigantic...
Out of ham?
Yes. It was made of ham, but it was Justin Bieber in, like, a crucifixion pose.
Oh.
And it was weird as shit, man. It was weird as fucking shit. It's like, what the fuck is that about? It very strange.
So that's one of the headlines, is that one about Diddy at Drudge.
I don't know why...
Usher revelations.
Oh, about what? What's going on with Usher?
Diddy was the one that discovered Usher. Usher's shocking revelations.
Oh, okay.
This is the Metro. Usher's shocking revelations about living with Diddy at age 13 resurface.
God damn it, Diddy. What the fuck?
Ooh. The clip shows the now 45-year-old's candid recollections of his time living with Diddy, 54, at the age of 13, shedding light on a world of hedonism and shady sexual practices.
Cool.
Diddy, widely credited for nurturing up-and-coming talents like Usher, played a pivotal role in shaping the singer's early career.
Yes.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Right. And now chilling 2004 interview with Rolling Stone, Usher vividly recounted Diddy introducing him to a totally different set of shit, sex specifically.
That sounds sex specifically.
Describing an environment decidedly inappropriate for a tween, Usher detailed encounters with orgies and other explicit scenes, offering a window into a lifestyle prevalent in the music industry at the time.
At the time.
Like it's not now,
no,
of course. No.
We've calmed down on the orgies.
No more orgies. Now it's just the Republicans.
Yeah.
Usher said, sex is so hot in the industry, man.
Right.
There were always girls around. You'd open a door and see somebody doing it or several people in a room having an orgy. You never knew what was going to happen.
Jeez, who caters these? I wonder.
Years later, Usher revisited those memories on the Howard Stern Show, where his revelations painted a vivid picture of his formative years. He described his time at Diddy's home as pretty wild.
Shit. Man. God, is everybody a creep lately or what?
Ooh.
Jeez. Diddy.
It was the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
No.
I went there to see the lifestyle, and I saw it, but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was crazy.
Yeah. That sounds crazy. Jesus, Diddy, man.
So there were federal raids on Diddy's houses in L.A. and Miami.
Right.
As part of a sex trafficking investigation.
Okay. Wait, is this Diddy or our congressperson? I'm sorry. I lost track of the story.
Diddy for now.
Oh, okay.
the several individuals were handcuffed by armed officers after the cops pulled up to the Los Angeles abode on a boat.
A boat? Jeez, it's not D-Day, it's Diddy Day.
It's not yet clear whether Diddy himself was the target of the investigation.
Well, however, sounds like it.
At least two men were put in handcuffs at his home.
Right.
Man, they trashed the place.
Jeez.
There's pictures of, let's see, Diddy's lawyers released a statement. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs's residence.
His name might
is Sean Combs, by the way.
Well, listen, Sean, that might be the case because these guys, they have these things and they're like, when can we use the D-Day boat to arrest somebody? We need to, this is the only opportunity.
God, yeah.
That's got to be what this
That's
is, right?
That's why they built that they make their pants with extra room in the front so they can hide the boners that they've all got while they're... Well, the Valkyries is playing in the back.
Wow. Diddy's getting busted for whatever, child sex trafficking. Oh, but now the Nazis are so horny to bust him. Well, we have
not that he doesn't deserve it.
Right,
I mean,
of course. Some,
but I agree about the over-militarization.
Well, they wanted to use their boat.
I put my Invisalign in.
Too bad they don't have a dirigible.
Over-militarization of the popo, yeah.
Sell that shit, but we need money for other shit. And they should drive in shitty cars. Why are they in such nice big SUVs, these cops?
His lawyer said there's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated.
Yeah.
Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities.
Right.
Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way.
Right. Well, let me explain what's going to happen. They arrested those guys. Did he? And I imagine they'll say,
they didn't arrest any of those.
Oh, I thought they handcuffed some people.
Well, maybe they did arrest. Yeah, they didn't arrest him or his family members.
I wonder if the people they arrested will just flip on him or something. I mean, that seems. Did they? Why did they use a submarine?
This comes after it was revealed the court documents filed in the last in the U.S. last month. This is the Metro. Don't forget.
Hello.
Claim Diddy held sex trafficking parties, which guests were drawn to thanks to his access to celebrities,
right?
including Prince Harry, of course.
Hello.
He tried to throw Harry under the bus.
Jeez, what a shocker!
The documents do not suggest any wrongdoing on Prince Harry's part.
Right.
He
well,
just showed up at a party.
I don't know.
Oh my God! There's a picture of Prince Harry with his arms around Diddy on one side and Ye or Kanye, formerly known as Kanye West, and is under his other side.
Man,
the Duke of Sussex.
Well, listen, that was the '90s. What do you want? You know what I mean? Me and everybody was running around in dungeons, trafficking. What do you expect? That's what it sounds like someone's saying. You know, it's the 90s.
Well, it's Usher.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There you go. Those are your headlines at the couple of sites that we check.
If I'm in charge of making someone a pop star, number one, there's no fucking parties. Nobody's going to any fucking parties. You know what we're doing? We're going to dance class. We're going to music class. We're going to singing class. We're going to all kinds of shit. And at night, you can hang out until you have to go to sleep. And then the next day, we're going to dance class. It's over and over again. And it's not fun, right? It's not fun. What do you mean orgies? You got jazz class in the morning. It's no fucking orgies. You got to get some sleep.
You're lying.
Oh, my God. I was shit, man. It's time to, you know, learn your lines for this thing. What is this shit?
Oh, yeah, the theater program at college is
shit.
There is nothing untoward going on.
Right, that's true.
Ever.
Well, not like this, though. God.
Well, no.
I mean, Jesus. What the fuck?
But none of us had millions of dollars either to throw piss away.
Jeez.
Billions? Is Diddy a billionaire?
Sometimes I wonder if these guys have. Who has hobbies to speak of? Out there, you creep up.
Well, they do have a hobby.
I mean, God damn it.
Elsewhere in L News, all kinds of stuff.
Yes. Diddy was fucked up then. God.
Yeah. We still don't know what the raids are about, but...
I honestly, and I'm saying this, I feel like I can say this now. I don't like when he starts rapping in Biggie songs. I'm like, please, can we get on to the Biggie part again? Generally. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I sure do.
Oh God, Newsweek. Has P. Diddy fled the U.S.?
Boo!
What we know.
Right. He was on that boat bound for Sri Lanka.
Some say he has fled the country. That's their news tips.
Yeah, okay.
That he went to Antigua.
Right. Shit.
Oh, some tracking his private jet claimed it landed on the Caribbean island of Antigua.
Hello?
After
No.
After Combs.
Oh, please. It's not a bad bet to think that the English people own that little part. At one time or other, right?
I mean, wasn't it the
hello,
the Netherlands and the French that were got most of the Caribbean?
Oui, welcome to Antigua. Yeah, I don't know.
Antigua,
yes,
is an island in the Lesser Antilles. It is one of the leeward islands in the Caribbean region, or Caribbean, however you like to pronounce it, and the most populous island of the country of Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes. Is P. Diddy hiding there?
It's an independent state.
It's a what?
It's an independent state.
Right.
It became an independent state in 1981.
Oh, wow.
Who had them before that?
Right.
The British.
Hello. Welcome to Antigua.
Oh, wow. The British were not nice there.
Oh, wow. That's a shocker. Jesus.
Figure out what happened. Sugar became Antigua's main crop in about 1674 when Christopher Codrington,
we're going to take it all,
settled at Betty's Hope Plantation. He came from Barbados, bringing the latest sugar technology with him. Betty's Hope, Antigua's first full-scale sugar plantation, was so successful that other planters turned from tobacco to sugar.
Right.
This resulted in the importing of slaves to work the sugar cane crops.
That's right. Jeez, I just couldn't help it. Sugar.
But I'm not going to go out there.
Right, it's hot.
So that's where Diddy is.
Yes. Now, are they...
No, he's not. That's where his...
They say he's at.
Plane went. Jeez.
Why would you send your plane somewhere and not be on it? Unless you're trying to outsmart people. Maybe he sent a body double to Antigua.
Oh, they did see he was at the airport.
Right.
In Miami.
Yes.
TMZ has the first video of Diddy after his homes were raided by the feds on Monday. He was caught pacing around Miami airport.
Right. Jeez. Well, I don't know. Maybe he is in Antigua. What? So, do we have extradition?
Well, he said he was under no restrictions.
Right. But he did flee the country.
Well, he left the country.
Okay.
If he's under no restrictions, he didn't
right,
flee.
Right, then you really can't flee, I guess.
Right. Did you flee to Milton for your last show there?
No, but when I'm done, I flee the fuck back.
From Milton.
Absolutely.
Big news.
Yes.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Fuck you.
A court plans to order the eviction of MyPillow from a suburban Minneapolis warehouse that it formerly used. But company founder and prominent election denier Mike Lindell said, it's just a formality.
Nine!
Because the landlord wants to take the property back.
Yeah, get this Nazi off my warehouse, goddammit.
An eviction, you don't need to do that. They would give notice and say,
yes.
Hey, we're getting out. I don't believe him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He just can't go. He's going because he can't pay the rent.
Lindell denied in an interview with Associated Press that the eviction was another sign of his money woes. He said his financial picture is actually improving after a credit crunch last year
Okay.
After the credit crunch that disrupted cash flow at MyPillow, after the company lost one of its major advertising platforms and was dropped by several national retailers. Ooh. We're fine, he says.
Everybody on, what is it? What is Steve Bannon's show called?
The War Room
with the Nazi podcast network. Everybody, all these right-wing nut jobs have MyPillow promo codes, right?
Yes.
Why is that? Is that because things are going so well for Mike Lindell? Is that why?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at how prominent those places are.
If we had a Mike Lindell affiliate, whatever deal, how much would we get for one of those pillows per pillow? What do we get?
Oh, I wonder if there's.
I mean, is it? I wonder if it's a good deal. Because Steve Bannon does it, right?
I'll bet there's an affiliate program. There is.
It's like one of the.
Should we get a MyPillow promo code?
No. I'm just saying we could, though, right?
We absolutely could.
Jeez.
Apparently. Get 5 to 10% payout per sale.
Okay. So how much is a pillow? $100?
The MyPillow.com affiliate program is a partnership initiative that allows individuals and businesses to promote MyPillow.com's products and services on their platforms in exchange for a commission. Affiliates use unique tracking links.
Oh, yes.
And promotional materials provided by MyPillow.
Thank you. Oh, thanks for the promotional materials so we can sell these dumb fucking pillows.
You get a JPEG. That's their little ad.
Oh, thank you.
Put on your website.
Give us what to say so we can sell these things, please.
When customers make bookings or purchases through these links, affiliates earn a percentage. It's like going to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Hi, listen, we think the election was a sham. Buy these pillows from the crazy Nazi Mike Lindell that you love so much.
This program presents an opportunity for content creators, bloggers, website owners, and travel enthusiasts to...
What?
Travel
what does this mean?
To monetize their online presence while
Hell
connecting
yes!
their audience with MyPillow.com's offerings.
Jeez, that's good.
What is the commission rate? Here it is. MyPillow.com offers a payout rate of 5 to 10%, enabling participants to earn a commission for referring customers to MyPillow.com's products and services.
Okay, well, you know that crazy Nazi? You might not know it, but he used to make really good pillows. If you go to this place and put in crab diving as a promo code, we get 5 to 10%.
Oh, what happens if a customer returns a product?
Oh, fuck.
That I...
Okay, and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on, okay? When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's an asshole.
No,
he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are.
Ambulance chasing.
Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to.
Imagine how cheerful he was when he was on crack.
Oh, he must have been great. Well, I mean, he's not on crack right now is what we're saying. Because this is pretty crazy, right? This is sort of, I mean, he's not talking. This isn't an interview. This is like a deposition.
It's a deposition.
This is a legal proceeding, kind of, right? He's yelling at this person.
What happens if a customer returns a product I referred? When a customer returns a product that you referred through MyPillow.com's affiliate program, it could potentially impact your affiliate commission.
Oh,
MyPillow.com's policy generally states that if a customer returns a product they purchased through your affiliate link, the commission earned on that sale may be reversed or deducted from your account.
Man.
This is because affiliate commissions are typically based on completed and confirmed purchases.
Yes.
If a purchase is later refunded or returned, it might lead to an adjustment in your earned commission.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it might. I'm sure what happens when that commission check is supposed to go out, there's all these people that are like, let's see how much of their money we can take on the way out. Absolutely.
To reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about, maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. But we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault.
Ah!
Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow.
Lumpy pillow.
But good one though.
Yeah. Done?
That is a good one.
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying
obviously, you don't have a MyPillow, too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell.
Asshole. What? No, I'm pissed.
I understand.
Now go. When you're saying what?
And I'm not.
This sounds like
kicked him right in the pillows.
God, this sounds like something the Arrested Development people would have written.
I know, right?
Sure as shit doesn't. This is a real deposition. Who behaves this? I mean, even if you are crazy like Mike Lindell and believe that his truth to this, you know,
yeah,
why would you? But you still wouldn't talk to this guy like this, would you?
Lindell confirmed that MyPillow owes around $217,000 to Delaware-based First Industrial LP for rent for the facility in Shakopee, Minnesota. He said MyPillow no longer needed the space and removed its remaining property from the warehouse last June before subleasing the space to another company through December. Well, why did you pay your fucking rent?
Right, right. I mean, you have to put the pillows somewhere, don't you?
Oh, here we go. Another company was going to start subleasing the space in January, but backed out, quote, left us all stranded.
Ah, I guess.
MyPillow offered to find another tenant, he said.
Oh, yes.
But the landlord just wanted to take control back of the warehouse. The $217,000 is for unpaid rent for January and February. He's paying $100,000 a month in rent.
Mike, you weren't paying rent, and this guy is like, fuck this motherfucker. I want him out. That's what happened, right?
He said MyPillow continues to lease space elsewhere.
Yeah. Because you're paying the lease, and this guy, if you don't pay the rent, the guy wants you to leave, I think. Right?
So why don't
that's
you just leave?
That's how it works. Yeah, just leave.
It's going to cost the landlord money for a lawyer to do evictions.
Yes.
And shit, right?
Well,
so why would they do that? Just why don't they say, hey, okay, we don't want you to find another renter.
Right.
Then get out. We'll let you out of your lease.
It seems to me. I know.
So obviously there's lying.
Right, right. It's just, again, yeah, I agree with you. It seems like there's more to this story, and I don't know. I mean, how many, you know, we could store some pillows here. I mean, why don't you just, you know what I mean? I mean, if we get a piece of the sales going out just because we're holding on to these pillows.
Nobody's buying them, so we're stuck with them.
Oh, you have to sell them on your own outside on the corner.
MyPillow.com/crabdiving.
Do people like them? You didn't make it.
No, no. I would never do that.
But the people like them, though.
I mean, I don't know.
I've never heard of anybody.
I never heard of him before this. Did you?
What makes it different from a memory foam pillow?
Their memory foam isn't lumpy.
Oh, okay. That's not me saying that. That guy's going to go on a fucking rampage. That's the scary thing about Mike Lindell. It's like, if I'm that guy taking the deposition, I have someone. It's like, listen, if he gets crazy, you come in there. He's big. He's a giant crackhead who's to believe some whacked out shit. I think Mike Lindell is, there's something, that guy's fucked in the head, and I think he's kind of scary.
Baltimore.
Yes.
A big boat hit a big bridge.
Right.
Big ship.
That's right.
From what I've seen, it appears that everything was done like correctly, and they actually did a really good job, even the police, of the instant the Mayday went out, they did get the bridge sealed. And I think they sadly were still looking for like six members of a work crew that were out there or something. They saved, a shit ton of lives by closing the bridge right away. Yeah.
Why did the bridge fall down like that?
Did you see the ship?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, geez,
it wasn't like it grazed it.
Right. Right.
I guess they had like big time electrical problems and everything went dead on the ship, and it just went right at the bridge.
That's right. We had a barge hit our bridge here in Pensacola, and the whole thing didn't fall down.
Well, that was the hurricane went.
Right, right. You know what I mean? Maybe you guys should talk to our bridge makers.
Meanwhile, the lunatics on the right.
Yes.
Checking on the dog. I forgot banished her.
Right.
Not long after the... this is a Mediaite. Right-wing fringe seizes on bridge collapse with nut job conspiracy.
Oh, my God.
I've
heard one of these. What in the shit,
God, I am still getting ads for that snake market.
Why? What?
Remember we were trying to figure out what... If you could, it's legal to sell snakes.
Yeah,
here.
What is wrong? Why would you even want to do that?
I Googled, buying snakes or snake exchange or something. And I found this thing, Morph Market, which is a place where they specifically sell snakes and reptiles.
Blech. Why are
now,
we doing this?
On all these websites, I'm getting ads for this fucking snake morph market.
Get your Auntie Norton on there. This is fucked up. Why are people in that business? It's really, it's totally, to me, it's very irritating.
Not long after the tragic collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Terrifying.
Caused by a container ship losing power and colliding with it after midnight Tuesday. Several fringe figures.
Yes.
Hit social media to beat the conspiracy drum.
Okay.
While families waited for word on missing loved ones in the city of Baltimore and its first responders rushed to the scene to do what they could to save lives and ensure the safety of everyone else, a select few decided it was a good time to claim the clearly accidental collision was an inside job by nefarious bad actors, none other than Alex Jones.
Oh, my God, Alex.
Tweeted, looks deliberate to me. Cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started.
How do you... he's saying, what if somebody hacked into the steering controls of the boat and then cut the power at the right exact time and... What about this, Alex? It's just, a lot of things that happen on the water get fucked up.
Alex said that while he was, quote, tweeting Andrew Tate.
That's the rapey guy.
The rapey influencer.
Europe or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool. What a great culture.
Well,
we have.
He's from British and here.
Hello?
And then he went to
Romania?
Mm-hmm. Romania, Bulgaria?
Yeah,
maybe?
One of those. To hang out with some other creep.
Because he knew that they could traffic women online there.
Right. Oh, nice.
For this express purpose of the lax laws and the easily bribed officials.
If the right-wing media... Could you guys... I'm going to just ask you something. It would ruin our show, actually. But could you make an effort to not... Why is it that all of your little icons are Nazi-esque? Rapey something.
So Alex quote tweeted Andrew Tate.
Nice!
Under house arrest again, by the way.
Oh yeah. Well,
the ship was cyber attacked. Lights go off and it deliberately steers toward the bridge supports. Foreign agents of the USA attack digital infrastructures.
Yes.
Nothing is safe. Black swan event imminent.
They're gonna hack into your computer and ruin your popcorn, Alex.
Good God.
Your microwave.
Andrew Tate.
Oh, okay, whatever. Whatever assholes, whichever asshole's talking, go fuck yourselves. God.
It says here at Mediaite,
yeah.
Andrew Tate is a self-professed misogynist, which is an accurate assessment of the accused sex trafficker and rapist, so he may very well be a reliable source to people like Jones. But it wasn't just Alex Jones, former journalist turned conspiracy theorist Lara Logan. She was that's a weird one.
I've never heard of her.
She was very respected. She was on, I think she was on 60 Minutes.
Right.
I could be wrong.
But she's a Nazi.
But then she just went absolutely bad shit.
Perfect. Great.
And now she's like QAnon shit.
Oh.
She posted her own wild screed, they say.
Yes.
Welcome to the world of cyber terrorism. According to Intel sources, of course.
Yes.
The Baltimore bridge collapse was a 9/11 style attack, but they won't admit it. And we cannot see it because it was a cyber attack. All the SCADA systems, I don't know what that means.
SCADA.
SCADA, all caps.
SCADA.
That run our critical infrastructure like sewage, electrical grid, shipping, etc. are all wide open systems with no encryption because it is too expensive. They can shut us down anytime they want.
Oh my God. This Logan person has a point, everyone. Tell Pete Buttigieg. Does Pete Buttigieg know this, what she's saying? Is he right. Is he privy to any of this shit?
The
is this Obama's fault? Is that what this person is about to say?
Oh, I'm sure it's out
My
there.
My God. What about this? That boat, I saw some reports about how that boat had run into a bunch of shit, right? It went aground once. It hit a dock or some shit like that. Maybe, you know, it had an electrical problem, getting dinged around so fucking much.
It was a cyber attack.
Right? No, it's not. It's just a cyber attack where people don't check their shit, you know? Maybe somebody didn't check the shit they were supposed to, and the boat fucking shorted out or something. You know, and
shit like that happens.
But the tide was insane, right? Or the current of the river was...
I believe so, yeah.
So, I mean, if the boat's going one way and you turn off the engines, I don't know that it's necessarily a...
And even if you get the engines back on,
it's not a conspiracy.
Inertia. You've got to overcome inertia.
Yeah, inertia isn't a conspiracy. It's...
Oh, yeah, you and your science bullshit. God. You can't believe... Prove it. Were you there?
Their, you know what? Their deity wanted to buy Greenland. You know? That's who they like. Things like that. Stupid.
Also in the news. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Wait. Didn't somebody say it was a Sri Lankan terrorist or some shit like that? Because there were a bunch of... I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure. They, sure.
It was going... It Absolutely. Was a Sri Lankan
I'm
ship.
Say, I'm
or,
just
going
to say yes.
I oh, think, yeah, but, yeah. but I think they were saying that on Fox. Someone on Fox was saying that.
Undoubtedly.
Well, I thought they were better now. I thought they were trying to be better.
Who?
Fox. They were trying to be better, and then MSNBC is like, let's try to be worse.
Also, we've got in the news...
yes.
Diddy, gag order, we said that one. Lindell, we talked about...
Lumpy Pillows.
This is speaking of crazy conspiracy theories. This
yes,
was, it didn't take Sherlock Holmes to predict this,
right?
That the Princess Catherine thing,
yeah,
Princess Catherine cancer video spawns fresh round.
Oh my god,
of AI conspiracies. They're saying it wasn't even her.
Oh, I've got AI cancer.
When Catherine, Princess of Wales, released a statement last week sharing that she has been diagnosed with cancer. Some users on social media said they regretted engaging in wild speculation about her prolonged public absence, but others jumped immediately to a new conspiracy that the video was generated by AI.
I thought about that. What if we're watching the algorithm? What then? What do we do?
God, it sounds like they went after it like the fucking Zapruder film. Users on TikTok, X, and Facebook shared videos pointing out alleged AI breadcrumbs, such as a ring disappearing and reappearing on Catherine's hand.
Yes.
Others said her hair moves unnaturally, or that a bed of daffodils in the background is suspiciously still.
Right. Meaning what? It's Photoshopped, or the daffodils or cameras or something?
I don't know what to believe anymore, said one woman in a video with 1.4 million views on TikTok.
Well, wait. Who gives a shit, though? What? I mean, wait a second. They're saying AI is telling us that Kate Middleton has cancer when in fact she does not.
But does she?
But
was that even her?
Let's say it wasn't her. Wouldn't Kate Middleton have came out and said, listen, that was AI. That wasn't me that made that announcement. And there might be even other people in her life saying the same thing.
Not if they have her locked in a dungeon somewhere, right?
Boy, can we send these people somewhere? Just go to Idaho. It's fine there. You'll love it. We get everything else, though.
The episode highlights the growing difficulty of figuring out what's real and what's not in the age of AI. Already, former President Donald Trump has falsely accused an unflattering political ad of using AI-generated content.
Right.
And actual fake images of politicians on both sides of the aisle have circulated widely on social media.
What do you think, if you don't mind me asking, do you think that Kate Middleton has cancer, or is it just a big case of the AI?
I think it is a big... Meanwhile... The video is playing, and I see the flowers moving in the background.
Well, you've been...
Her hair doesn't look...
Right.
I mean, her hair is obviously...
You've had
spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not moving because it looks like it's probably got so much hairspray in it that
well,
it
let
doesn't
me see
move.
This shit.
And then... The ring. I don't even know if that's true.
This is a woman telling us she has cancer, guys.
If it is, it depends on also your how you're looking at the video, which, you know, sometimes there's remnants of fragmentation in the video that when it's digitized or sent throughout the airwaves.
Is there a lot of fragmentation on that video?
That could make something look like it's in one frame and not in another.
There's all this fragmentation on there. I heard him say that at Crab Diving.
Yeah, and your signs, bullshit.
What if
prove it wasn't.
But listen, on the extreme chance it's an AI algorithm we're watching, and then somehow we, or, I don't know. Okay. But the larger, more, I mean, you know, it's probably real.
Right. Occam's razor.
And just think about that. What if you're wrong? This person's really being honest with you about how she has cancer. And that's, I mean, this will right. feel like a big asshole when you realize it's not AI is what I'm saying, right? Will they feel like an asshole?
No.
When they have to admit
no,
they're
not
wrong.
Not the people that are this deep. The sane people said, oh, wow, you know, maybe we were getting a little nuts there on wondering why she had disappeared and everything.
Please don't vote then.
And now those people are like, well, you know, we maybe we were stupid, but
no, you
these,
are.
These other people
yes,
are not dying, are not letting the conspiracy die.
Yeah. And, you know, these again, you watch these Trump supporter videos and it's just that one person is just more stupid than the next. And it's. You know, it's hard. It's like, do you feel bad for these dumb shit bags? Or do you want them just to go away?
Well, I would feel bad for them if they didn't vote in large clumps.
Don't you realize that every time I see these dumb fucking idiots at these Trump rallies, they always have on tons of merch. And it's like, you know, a $20 shirt, $20 hat, some other Trump accessory, $15. I mean, just walking around spending money at these things.
This one, you want some good news?
Yeah.
I guess. Our neighbor, 15 minutes that way,
Alabama.
A Democrat flipped a state House seat.
Shut the fuck up.
And she ran on abortion and IVF.
Yes. Where is this? Does this contain what part of Alabama is this?
Well, I'll read here. Democrat Marilyn Lands defeated Republican Teddy Powell in a special election Tuesday night for a state House seat in North Alabama.
Oh, okay.
That drew national attention.
That's awesome.
Lands, a licensed professional counselor, flipped the seat from red to blue by besting Powell, a Madison city councilman, 62-38.
Damn.
She clobbered him.
Kaboom!
The race drew national interest against the backdrop of the controversial Alabama State Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are considered children under state law.
Yay! Good job on that one.
The seat became vacant when ex-Representative David Cole resigned after pleading guilty to illegal voting.
You guys are fucking impossible.
Republican,
do you understand?
By the way.
Oh, really, Pat?
Just wanted to put that out there.
Shelby, did you hear that? That guy that got it, what did he do? He's an illegal voter? He's a GOP motherfucker.
In the state house. She said, we need to continue to protect at this point where we are at with the right to contraception.
Yeah.
She said, today, Alabama women and families send a clear message that will be heard in Montgomery and across the nation. Our legislature must repeal Alabama's no exceptions abortion ban, fully restore access to IVF, and protect the right to contraception.
Yes. Yes. Because I guess we live in the Middle Ages for some reason. That's awesome.
It's being described as a political earthquake. I mean, this is Alabama fucking Bama.
That's awesome.
Every Democrat in the country needs to talk about what these motherfuckers want to do.
Right,
especially
man.
The fact that Trump is now a couple of fingers deep into a 15-week national ban.
That's fucking insane.
I don't know. Everybody says that, you know, that's
shut up,
that's
Donald.
That's the number they like, and you know, I like 16 because it's more even.
God, do you think he feels good about his chances in the November election? Do you think he feels good?
I don't know. The polls aren't looking gooder for him.
Yeah.
There was some more recently that shows that Biden in swing states is leading.
Right. Oh, that's good. Good. Rachel Maddow freaked me the fuck out. She was like, you know, if we had an election today, Trump very well could win.
Well, right.
God. Don't say and that.
He's still, it'll probably be the same in November. Ugh. Unless something happens.
Maybe the DOJ will have another Comey surprise. My God.
Right. Maybe a week before the election, they'll say they're investigating Biden for something.
Why? Let me ask.
The laptop shit.
I know you're trying to get onto the story, but this bothers me. Why does the DOJ not give a flying fuck about getting Donald Trump? Like, they don't give a shit and they aren't concerned.
Well, Merrick Garland.
Why were they concerned
in charge
about making sure those dumb, slack-jawed hillbillies that shat everywhere in the Capitol, why couldn't we have gotten them and Trump at the same time? Why? Optics or some shit?
Well, yeah, politics.
Great, and here we are.
I'm sure.
Here we are. Fucking Andrew Weissman called Merrick Garland a sloth. A sloth.
Alabama voters showed up in force to support Democrat Marilyn Lands. The statement says in Alabama. The loser thanked his supporters, Powell, and campaign volunteers in a statement conceding the race. Well, that's a shock.
Wow.
He's not saying it was voter fraud.
Wow.
Or anything.
Jeez.
See, this is how we have to beat them. 62-38. They can't, right. They can't be wiggle room.
People want abortion.
We're proud of the campaign we ran. We ran a tough and respectful race, and that's something we're incredibly proud of. Our state has so much to offer, and I believe if we can come together, we can accomplish great things.
Hell yeah.
Said the Powell, the guy that lost.
Oh, the guy that lost. Oh, you lost, dumb fuck.
I wonder what his platform was, though.
Stupid. Why can't we do that here?
He said they ran a respectful race, so maybe...
That's what he's saying, though. Oh, he's saying the other candidate did.
Yeah, he said we.
Okay, including.
Yeah.
Well, nice. What a weird Republican. Jeez. How boring. You're not even worth covering. You're not calling for insurrection.
So that's good news.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Hopefully a sign of things to come.
Maybe that could happen in Florida. Why not?
Blow these motherfuckers out of the water. Politically. Mm-hmm.
Politically. Yes. They sent a boat to get P. Diddy.
Ridiculous.
So stupid.
And again, not to grant any concession what Diddy did.
It's horrible. You know, it sounds like it's horrible.
It's ridiculous.
But I don't know that we need the Navy involved. Diddy Day. We're storming.
There are, it looks like Lev Parnas is doing some, what do we call it now? Xing? He's tweeting. Fuck you, Elon. He's tweeting.
Nine!
Some screen caps of some convos.
Yeah.
Wow. Hashtag Lev remembers.
Oh.
And hashtag shadow diplomacy.
Oh, shit.
He tweeted, Devin Nunes, remember?
I remember
we forgot
that
about
guy.
Him.
Yeah.
Devin Nunes.
Nunes.
I clicked the wrong button.
I remember. Why did he leave? He left because he didn't want to lose in a primary or some shit like that.
Probably because he was worried about shit like this coming back to get it.
Is he in Antigua?
Lev says Darren Nunes with his aide Derek Harvey coordinated with. John Solomon, Victoria Tensing, Rudy
God.
Giuliani,
firing the whole guys. Here comes Rudy.
to disseminate the disinformation, they sent me, this is Lev Parnas,
yes,
to go get on Hunter and Joe Biden.
So Rudy was calling the shots.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know who this is, this specific one is between.
Yeah.
I think it's like a maybe a group text or something. But right. The one guy says, any documents for us or are you going to keep working through Solomon? I'm in Israel. We'll call you when I get back. We can meet up. Thumbs up. Coming to D.C. tomorrow night. Good. I've landed my way to the Trump Hotel. This has to be Rudy, the way it's so poorly typed. Let me know.
Let me know.
If you'd like to meet up today. Tomorrow midday, thumbs up. Please let me know what time.
He's got double vision with the Viagra, so it's hard to see what he's typing, probably.
Taking off at 5, please call me before.
Holy shit face.
At 5:11. Sorry I missed this.
You drunk fuck.
I was off the net all afternoon. That can't be rude.
Well, I feel bad for your assistant then. I hope she was safe.
This is Devin Nunes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Rudy.
And his aide, I guess, maybe. Sorry I missed this. I was off the net all afternoon. Solomon needs to get me the material, and we need to set a time for Skype with your four people.
Yes.
The other person says, bad reception. We'll call you back.
Well, they're going to do a spy Skype.
Hi, Derek. Please call me when you have a chance. It looks like we can get all the interviews set up for Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever works for you. Wednesday would be best here, blah, 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 blah. So this is them discussing, like, yes. Lev says,
right,
how to get the information out.
Oh, so there.
Once Lev came back from Ukraine with all the shit on Biden.
So they're scheduling a planning meeting on how they're going to disseminate what Lev Parnas said.
The disinformation.
Do they know where the disinformation is coming from?
They don't care.
But do they know it's Russian?
Probably.
What are you guys... What are these fucking guys doing? I mean, what are... Actually, that's a good question. What were they meant to be doing, let's say, in whatever capacity they had, but they're obviously not doing? What were they supposed to be doing?
Playing Parcheesi?
No, I mean, did they work for the government or something? What are these...
Well, Devin Nunes, that might have been before he quit.
Right. So
I don't remember the timeline of him quitting, to be honest with you, but
just seems like everybody's involved in a lot of bullshit that how are they doing their job though?
Occupy Democrats posted.
Yeah.
Breaking news, an eavesdropping guest at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, shit.
Overheard. I don't know about the term thug. MAGA thug.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yes. Oh, Rudy.
Whining that he, quote, wakes up every day and can't believe it's real.
His erections?
Now that his life has been destroyed by bankruptcy and court cases.
I'm out of Viagra money.
Meanwhile, according to the New York Post, the former New York City mayor has been telling his friends that he now lives in a nightmare world.
Who's taking this guy in?
He cannot escape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You can. You just get drunk or dumb fuck. You got Thunderbird money, don't you? Just get shit-faced. He absolutely can escape.
Well, yeah, he needs...
Come on.
Send Rudy a pint.
Right. You just got to start drinking shit, though. That's all. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean he's got to
go
for the cheaper stuff?
Yes, I imagine. Mm-hmm. I imagine.
Measles you mentioned.
Yo, that's us, man.
I've got another one for you, Ryan.
Okay.
Leprosy.
The Surgeon General of our state is an anti-vaxxer, okay?
Leprosy is on the rise again in the United States.
Yes.
Particularly in Florida.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, guys. We got leprosy up in this bitch. Where?
Concerning disease specialists.
Concerning, yes. I'm concerned as well.
According to the World Health Organization, about 200,000 cases of the disease occur every year in 120 countries worldwide and are often associated with contact with armadillos.
Oh, we have tons of those fucking things over here. Tons.
The U.S. is experiencing cases creeping upwards with the number of infections across the country more than doubling over the past decade.
Can we do something about that?
Both in people exposed to armadillos and those who aren't.
Wait a second. What does that mean? Because I saw one.
Well, they're getting, it's spreading, you know.
Will you touch them?
I don't, I would assume. Or
who the fuck is touching an armadillo? Are we saying that the only people getting leprosy are the people touching armadillos?
I don't know.
Okay, guys. DeSantis, start some campaign educating people on not to touch these weird ass.
According to
animals.
A report from the CDC last year, there were 159 new cases of leprosy in the U.S. in 2020.
And we're getting all of them.
One-fifth of which were in Florida.
Oh, that's not bad.
The whole country.
Oh, the whole country. When you put it like that, Pat, it's kind of depressing.
Of the Florida cases, 81% were found in central Florida. So
yes, that's where the armadillos are. That's where they are.
I've seen armadillos here.
Yeah, but not like there. There's tons.
The
armadillo apocalypse.
Leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, is caused by the bacteria Mycobacterium leprae.
Can we get, what do we do?
Mycobacterium lepromatosis, and is one of the oldest recorded diseases, having infected humans for thousands of years.
Let's bring it back, guys.
It primarily affects the skin, peripheral nerves, mucosa of the upper respiratory tract, and eyes. Causes symptoms including skin lesions, which may be lighter or darker than the surrounding skin, may lack
sensation. These fucking armadillos the fuck away from me.
Other symptoms can include numbness or weakness of the hands and feet, nerve damage, in severe cases, deformities, and disabilities.
Oh, God.
Symptoms may take as long as 20 years to set in.
Oh, my God. I saw this armadillo at the... How does it... Read to the part where... How does the armadillo transmit this shit to you? Because I got a video of one of these fucking things. I didn't touch it.
We currently do not know what's driving a reported increase in leprosy cases in Florida. Studies are currently underway to determine how infections are being transmitted. For example, between humans versus infections from animals to humans.
Right.
People may become infected from other people with untreated leprosy.
But how does...
From the nine-banded armadillo, a natural host of the bacteria causing the disease.
The natural host. Well, we got to... I'm sorry. I love animals, but we got to get rid of this motherfucker. Okay. But how does it pass it to
humans?
The
only known animal-human transmission route of the disease is from armadillos. And interaction with armadillos. What does that mean?
In what way, assholes?
Does that mean you go to a movie?
In what way? Touching it? Does the thing spit at you? Does it exude a fucking hormone that's airborne or some shit? Get to the part. God.
Oh, wait. There's a link. Let me click on
this other one. Don't even have the part that fucking matters. Truly, what the fuck, man? How do
typically
you
infection
it?
Requires being in close contact with an untreated infected individual.
Okay.
Symptoms develop slowly.
Okay. We understand that. How do you get it from an armadillo?
Blah, 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 blah. Shit. Drugs to treat and cure leprosy are cheap and available for free to anyone diagnosed with the disease. Pockets of high incidence in dozens of countries have kept the numbers from declining much in recent years.
Like here, right?
Enter the armadillos. Here we go.
Good.
Dasypus novemcinctus, commonly known as the nine-banded armadillo.
Nine!
In the U.S., or the chicken armadillo in Brazil.
Okay.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Where they came from.
Does it lick me? Does it spit at me? Does it shit on me? How do I get it? Shit, man. These people that write this shit sometimes, it's like, God, you know what part we care about? Does it attack me or something? Does it bite me?
God, they think we might have given leprosy to the armadillos initially.
How?
Back in the day.
But in what manner? Were people licking them?
Well,
spitting on them?
Is this interaction?
Oh, of course it is. It's an interaction. More specific,
people interact with them in a variety of ways.
Such as?
The animals' leathery carapaces were fashioned into purses and boots.
Oh, my God,
some
you
were
idiots.
Kept as pets in the home or brought to entertain people at petting zoos.
What in the living shit?
Children's schools and armadillo races at county fairs.
Oh, my God. It's our fault.
In certain areas, people hunted them to serve at barbecues.
Ugh. I don't want to. Who wants to eat that shit, man? Oh, it's creepy.
In 2015, there was a study of a group that found a different strain of leprosy that existed only in Central Florida.
Fuck yes!
And was causing a second cluster of cases in armadillos and humans.
Fuck you, says the panhandle. Enjoy that, Central Florida.
Oh my God, a surprising 62% of armadillos killed by hunters show signs of the infection. In Florida, rate three times higher than Texas or Louisiana.
Why? What did we do? Why? What's wrong with us?
This is Florida.
These stupid shitbags. Don't touch that wild animal is often, you can even say all of the time, a great place to start thinking. Do you know what I mean? Don't touch that animal. Don't fuck with that animal is a great place to see the world through. Correct?
The broader message, the last paragraph is hilarious. The broader message about this work is that the wild animals harbor all kinds of diseases that can be transmitted to humans, particularly when there may be contact with blood or when eating the meat.
No shit!
Although leprosy remains a disease that few people in the U.S. worry about, people should take care in how they interact.
No fucking shit.
Armadillos.
Don't eat it. Don't eat me or make me booch. I'm gonna give you hepatitis.
That's today's lesson. Be careful how you interact.
Don't touch him.
With armadillos.
That's good news to me, because all I did was get a video of this fucker. I didn't touch this guy. There's nothing like that involved.
Who would have an armadillo at a petting zoo?
A sadist. A fascist. An authoritarian fuck. I don't know. Who would want to pet one, though? Who would want to pet one? Come on.
And can they even feel it? I mean, how thick is their carapace? How many rib endings are in their carapace?
Leprosy, even. I mean, God.
Trump is selling Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood.
Whore.
Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA?
Jesus.
Whore.
Is Lee Greenwood
hurting? Jezebel.
What? But wait, is Lee Greenwood hurting for cash? Google his net worth or something. Is he in debt? What?
With promoting the God Bless the USA Bible.
Fuck you.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard.
Nine!
To keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this.
In the Bible?
God bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important.
The Bill of Rights is in the Constitution.
But it's not in the fucking Bible.
It is now.
Well, he's just putting it in there?
It's in the Lee Greenwood God Bless the USA Bible.
Oh, I see. Well, this would imply some weird thing, like I Christian nationalism or America First kind of Nazi thing, right? That's what this feels like to
at
me.
At least he's holding it right side up this time.
Right. My God.
And, you know, because of, Jesus is coming back on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Easter.
Yeah, this is Good Friday. They're going to nail him up on the cross, and then Sunday he comes back.
Well, maybe not good for you. Definitely not good for him or whatever it was.
Trump posted, Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again as we lead into Good Friday and Easter. I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible.
Yeah. Here's what happened.
Do you know the cost? You want to take a wild guess?
Shit. Yeah. Wait, let me think about this. But it comes with the Bill of Rights, correct? Is the Bill of Rights bound in the same book? Is it just a fold-up version in the back? I'm going to go with...
He says it contains the Constitution, the...
$99 fucking dollars.
...version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for you.
I want to have a lot of people have it.
You know, I think people forget. It's just, we're just so used to seeing this guy. He is a rapist per a judge.
And a mess.
So you know what I mean? Is that
important to me? I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity.
God bless. It's like this guy is this. You
I'm
know,
not gonna play anymore. This somebody goes on for 2.5 more minutes.
Shit, you know, I think if this guy.
You said $99?
Yes, absolutely, Pat.
Okay,
night for the whole set, right?
You can have the book for $59.99.
Damn it! I overbid. Buck, that's still a lot. This is what happened. Some church is going out of business. Somebody found out about it, and Don's like, well, why can't I just, like...
Lee Greenwood.
Mostly Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood put this shit together, apparently.
What a fucking whore. So Donald Trump says, listen, Lee, they're taking all my money. I need to make this bond. Can we sell your fans a Bible? How fucking sad, you dumb Nazi. How sad. You don't care about the fucking Bible. Does he?
Lee Greenwood's alleged net worth is $10
million. Oh, my God. Yeah, give some to Donald. Help out Donald Trump. Help out your creepy rapist buddy. Jeez.
It says he... that Newsweek has a story. It says... Christians are upset, though.
Why? Over what?
They some love Christians this. Are upset.
Yes, which ones? I don't ever hear from them. They sit around and let their shitty friends, you know.
Reverend Nathan Empsall, the executive director of Faithful America, said Trump selling copies of the Bible during Holy Week like it's just one more overpriced Trump shoe or steak has really touched a nerve among voters. We've heard from many upset Faithful America members since the video appeared.
Who are you going to vote for in November then, buddy? I'm upset about it.
Is this still him? This is him. Trump is doing his best impression of the corrupt money changers who profited by ripping off worshipers.
Okay.
Today, much like Jesus overturning the money changers' tables, Christians are sick of seeing MAGA's false prophets twist our loving faith for an agenda of hatred and selfishness.
Okay. So I guess we should all vote for Joe Biden then, correct?
Some conservative lawyer, Heath Mayo, tweeted... Trump Bibles, this guy and his followers who excuse this crap piss me off. He has completely trashed our political party, and now he's trying to ruin our faith community for his own ends.
Okay.
Some big account said, if you're a Christian, please speak up and reject this. He's making a mockery of the flock.
We wouldn't want
How
that.
How stupid are these people?
I don't know. It's like, am I supposed to feel bad that these charlatans are getting taken advantage of by a bigger fucking charlatan?
No.
I dear dumb charlatans, I hope this is the absolute end of your rancid, nasty ass fucking anti-women, anti-whatever fucking party. Go fuck yourself. Choke on every bit of this.
The website selling the Bible bills the book as the only Bible endorsed by President Trump.
Nine!
As well as a King James Version translation. It includes copies of the U.S. Constitution,
Yay.
The Bill of Rights,
which
is in the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance, as well as a handwritten chorus of God Bless the USA Greenwood.
No need for Viagra tonight.
Lee Greenwood wrote out the chorus of God Bless the USA. And that's in the Bible.
Let me, of course it is, Pat. It's an addendum. Does this come with a new recording of Lee Greenwood singing the same fucking song? Is that what you said?
The website states the proceeds are not going to the Trump campaign.
Oh, okay.
God bless the USABible.com is not political and has nothing to do with any political campaign. God bless the USABible.com is not owned, managed, or controlled by Donald J. Trump,
right,
the Trump Organization, CIC Ventures LLC,
yes,
or any of their respective principals or affiliates. God bless the USABible.com uses Donald J. Trump's name, likeness, and image under paid license.
There you go,
from CIC Ventures LLC, which license may be terminated or revoked according to its terms.
Right. Okay. Good job. That's very, all of this is very Christian-like and God-like. Very good. Very good.
Oh, God. Annoying as fuck.
They love this guy.
Annoying as fuck.
They love Donald Trump. It's hard for me to think, like, to hear these I guess, these Jesus people speak out against him because it's just so meaningless. It really is. Are you telling people to vote for the other guy then? You're just upset because he's not, I don't know, quiet about the shitty things he believes in, like you guys are. God. Bunch of fucking child molesters. Go fuck yourselves.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is in the news.
Nine!
Over at The Hill, the headline says, Greene says she won't take the blame if Jeffries becomes the speaker.
Okay.
Because that idiot, don't forget, filed the motion to vacate.
Yes.
Speaker Mike Johnson.
Well, it would be her fault, though, wouldn't it?
If it passed, yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say it wouldn't be your fault. I think that would take some insane, even for right-wing nut jobs, like, that would take some really pro-level brain jujitsu, wouldn't it? To say that it wouldn't be her fault if called for it. You called for it, though, Marjorie.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, just if you
oh, jeez, thank you.
Said Tuesday that it's not her fault if House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is promoted to the House's top role.
Yes.
After she filed a motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson from the position last week.
It would absolutely be scientifically your fault.
Because it wouldn't take much. It would not take many Republicans, like two or three, I think, at this point, break rank.
Why did she call for it then? What kind of, is she that dumb strategically? Is she that stupid?
Yeah.
Shit.
She said, it's just simple math. She argued that she pushed back on criticism that her motion against Johnson could result in Jeffries be elected speaker. Woo. Due to the dwindling GOP majority. She argued that Republican lawmakers who have cut their terms short and left office are the true ones to blame, not her.
It's just simple math. The more Republicans like Mike Gallagher that we have resign and leave early, guess what? That means we have less Republicans in the House.
It's simple math. So why did you call for that guy to leave the speakership?
So every time a Mike Gallagher or a Ken Buck leaves early, that brings our numbers down and brings us dangerously closer to being in the minority.
Yes,
and you know
does.
How much we hate minorities.
Oh, right. Yes. My God.
I added that last part.
Oh, well, I mean, it's understood.
It's not Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, she's referring to herself in the third person.
She's bananas.
It's not Marjorie Taylor Greene that's saying the inconvenient truth and forcing everyone to wake up and realize Republican voters are done with us doing this kind of crap that we did last week.
Hey, you know what? Why is it that all these sorry fascist shitbags, their origin stories, I was just thinking about how horrible it is. You were harassing David Hogg after he survived a school shooting. That is where you were born politically. Is that correct? Is that correct?
Right, yeah.
My God, guys.
And then she...
monsters.
And then she had a tour of the White House the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
And she...
Well...
They wouldn't let her into AOC's office. So she opened the mail slot and was yelling through the mail slot.
Right. I remember that.
And
story.
Georgia goes, we want her.
She says, what do they always say about Trump that's so stupid? he says exactly what he means or some shit.
Oh, like, I like it. He don't, yeah.
He lies, though, but he lied. Do you realize that he lies all the time? He says, when you say, he says he speaks his mind. Sometimes he lies, though, correct?
Right.
I don't know. You love him. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what these stories are or what they do. You're a cultist. You're a lunatic cultist. It doesn't fucking matter.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the note. He says, according to Midas Touch, Trump owns that CLC. Yeah, I think that's his specific licensing corporation.
And none of that money is going to his defense or anything like that. Okay? Nothing.
I wonder what that stands for. Yeah, I don't know what his... I wonder what that stands for.
Something rapey, I'm sure. I'm sure they have some office building somewhere in Antigua. The dungeon. Who fucking knows?
So the Margie. World. So fuck Margie.
Yes, fuck you, Mama Nazi. You're so stupid, though. But that's good news. She does what... you could almost say that she does want Hakeem Jeffries to be speaker based on what she did.
Well, right. It's but, you know, tactically not wise.
No, unless you want Hakeem Jeffries to be speaker, then it's tactically wise.
Right.
Does she? It's a reasonable question based on her tactics. I think.
But she doesn't think that far ahead.
This is a dumb Nazi, and I think.
She's pissed that Mike Johnson smells like Democrat. Because he shook hands with the Democrats and kept the goddamn government going.
I tell you what, I don't want to be alone in a room with that weirdo Mike Johnson. Ooh, creeps me the fuck out. Mike Pence used to kind of creep me out, but not anymore. Not like this Mike Johnson is like, why is that? What's wrong with him?
He's got that creepy...
You
know, diddling pastor vibe.
That's totally it. That is it.
Right?
Mike, no offense, and maybe...
Or diddling priest. I mean, honestly, I went to Catholic school for 12 years, so there were priests that were just like Mike Johnson.
This guy's versatile.
Just had a creepy, oily, icky thing about them.
What is it about that with all of these religions? There's always... Correct me if I'm wrong, and it's not Faithless Friday, but there seems to be a lot of child molesting going on for some reason. Why is that?
Yeah, it's Biden and all the Democrats.
Right.
Hillary Clinton gargling with adrenochrome.
I'm sorry. What does Rudy the Farter want us to fucking push in the media? What bullshit stories? Lev Parnas is coming with marching orders, Rudy. Is that what it was?
He's got texts. He's got text chains.
So Lev Parnas would come to town, sit down Rudy and his dumb team on Skype, and they would talk about how they're going to disseminate this disinformation that was composed somewhere in the KGB or whatever the fuck that is now.
Sure. Yes. Okay.
That's America's mayor, though.
Look at the time flying, man. We'll do this again on Friday. Don't forget, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yay!
Friday. This story... this is encouraging.
Yes?
The United States has fallen 8 spots... and is no longer in the top 20 happiest countries in the world.
Well, I mean, we're just killing it on the leprosy scale and the hepatitis scale and the measles scale. Why would we kill it on the happiness scale?
I think this was a little while ago, wasn't it?
No, right.
This
was only a week we're better ago. Now. Maybe it's not relevant anymore.
We've fallen behind countries like Canada, Kuwait, Lithuania, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
I think that must have been taken before October 7th, I think.
The top 10 happiest countries in the world remain largely unchanged compared to the 2023 report.
Yes.
But there's been a lot of change when it comes to the top 20.
Costa Rica and Kuwait are both new entrants into the top 20 at positions 12 and 13.
Right.
The continuing convergence and happiness levels between the two sides of Europe
yes.
led last year to Czechia and Lithuania being in the top 20.
Czechia.
Now joined by, it might be Czechia.
Oh, Czechia. What's going on?
It's the Czech Republic.
Why are they? Oh, okay. I've been there. They're happy because, I don't know, they, you know, it's a cool place. I don't know.
So they are in the top 20, nearly joined now by Slovenia in 21st place. The new entrants are matched by the departures okay. of the United States and Germany.
Nine!
In the top 20.
Yeah.
And what's happening in the United States and Germany? Right-wing fucking nut jobs.
Where are we in this list?
We're down to... it just says... Okay, wait. Let me see.
God. 23.
Far,
oh, 23.
Top 10?
You know...
Australia, 10.
No, fuck that.
Good day.
No, it's New Zealand number.
You just have it's 11 is New Zealand.
Of course,
just,
that's insane. You just that's
hate,
stupid.
You just hate Australia because of its poisonous
yes.
and
oh my god
and man eating.
You're not listening to our show. Animals. There's a lot of things going on there. If you just stay out of the water in New Zealand, nothing bad will happen to you.
10 Australia, 9 Switzerland, 8 Luxembourg. 7 Norway, 6 Yay. Netherlands, 5 Israel. This had to be before.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. 4 Sweden, 3 Iceland, 2 Denmark, 1 Finland.
Right. Finland.
Gosh.
Shit. Yeah, they should update this because I imagine Gaza is a little farther down.
And what do they have in every single one of those countries?
Universal healthcare!
Ding!
Lots of guns, maybe. No guns?
No. Maybe the Netherlands. Finland, Denmark, they may be kind of gunny there. But it's more...
what about cops?
You know, they have like hunting rifles.
Do they have cops that are just hard to put drugs in people's cars and do weird shit? Do they have lots of religion?
I'm sure police are shit everywhere.
Right.
You know, in certain doses.
How are we not the happiest, though? Because... I drive around here and I do nothing but pass churches after church after church after church. Isn't it supposed to make you happy to have like this weird, weird subservient relationship to something that doesn't exist in the sky?
Let's look at all these big motherfucking atheist countries that I just read from.
You happy?
Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden.
You happy fucks.
Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland.
When you're by yourself, who do you talk to? You're so lonely.
Right? Ireland, part of my, you know, part of my heritage, 17th.
Here's a perk about being an atheist. You're around, and it's just a generalization. Maybe somebody can check WikiLeaks. You're around less diddlers.
Our friends in the UK are slightly ahead of us. They're 20.
Oh, yeah. That Boris Johnson thing couldn't have helped.
Our Canadian friends are 15th.
Right.
Austria, 14.
Ooh.
Kuwait,
that's 13. A nice one. Kuwait.
Costa Rica, 12th. Costa Rica, ooh. That's on my list of countries to run to.
Yeah.
11, New Zealand.
Okay. 11 is New Zealand. Yeah. Whatever. That's funny. Australia. Where do I go there? Is there any citations to back that up? I guess people don't. To me, it's crazy. Like, I'm happy today, but now something bit me and I'm bleeding out my eyeballs. Now that is not allowed. Are you not allowed to? What about the happiness scale impact of a snake attack? Boy, my happiness.
A snake attack. Like they surround the house.
Well, they're so big though, man. Fuck that.
Some of them, they don't have to be big.
You're not allowed to take into account death or attacks by wild animals.
Well, look, Glenn Youngkin vetoed a Virginia assault weapons ban.
Oh, yeah, sure. Youngkin. They love guns. Hey, listen, Glenn. Thank you.
But don't they have a Democratic legislature now?
I don't know.
Majority in Virginia? And yeah. That's why he had to veto it.
Give it up to all the politicians in this country, all these body language experts, these Paul Gosarts, these Mama Nazis, these Boberts. Thank you for doing everything you can to push us farther and farther down the happiness scale. Didn't Donald Trump say something about raising the retirement age?
Probably. Yeah, I don't know specifically, but
help. That'll help too.
Well, they want to get rid of all those pesky overtime rules.
Yes, there
and,
you go.
You know, and all that stuff.
I want us to be on
so anti-business.
We're going to be 51 on the happiness scale. That's what we want. We want Trump to get elected. We'll be 51. It'll be great. MSNBC can then hire Ronna McDaniels. They'll be happy. They'll be happy for them.
We got here in the waning. I do have animals get pissed.
Oh, yeah. Where does it take place? What happy country does it occur in?
This is from like a week. This is Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, shit. Is it a leprosy attack?
and chlamydia. A 10-foot great white shark.
Oh, my God.
Nicknamed Rose has been a busy swimmer, popping up in Florida's Gulf Coast waters for the fifth time.
Where specifically?
Her OSearch tracker.
Oh, my God.
Shows the shark's latest ping on Tuesday, March 19th, 8:50 a.m. off the coast of Pensacola, Florida.
Jesus Christ. Can you pull up the... What's so funny?
You want the exact
pull up the exact location. Spot. Send the drones. Fuck this. Who named this shark Rose? How many people has Rose eaten lately? God, hey, Rose, thank you for not giving us hepatitis. Or what do we get? Leprosy. That's right.
I wonder if I can...
We have this man-eating shark circling our city, which is, by the way, not impacting anyone's happiness. Okay. Jeez.
Man, you could see her route that she took, and she goes all the way up to like Maine and shit. That's a long way down the coast. Okay, I'll zoom in. Ryan's pointing. See, it's way out there. It's way out there in the water.
Where is Pensacola?
Right here. I mean, it's not that far, actually.
Why is Rose out there? Can we just send a shock and say, get the fuck out of here? If they can put these, let me ask you something. If they can put those collars, those tracking devices on these sharks, can we put an invisible fence like these assholes do with their dogs? I hate these people that do the shock collars on their dog. That
She's 600, female, 600 pounds, 10 foot 5 inches.
You know, Biden, if you could get, I don't know who would be in charge. Maybe transpo, but if you could do an electrical fence around this country to keep these fucking sharks out of here, the way you do.
Oh, yeah, build a fence! Build an electrical fence!
I am talking about sharks. I'm not dehumanizing people and then comparing them to animals. I'm actually, this is a reasonable wall. This is an invisible wall, so these sharks don't come. They're coming in lots more than they used to.
She was tagged in October of 2020 in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, go back to Nova Scotia,
up
motherfucker.
In Canada.
Yeah, go back to Canada. Get the fuck out of here.
Man, swam all the way around the little dangly bits of Florida and came all the way over here.
God, Canada, come get your fucking shark. It's not our fault. Get the fuck out of here. God damn it.
Man, she really likes to hang out in South Carolina.
Go back there.
Like, really close to the shore.
Oh, cool. Leave us the... How big is this shark?
10 foot 5 inches.
Oh, my God.
A juvenile.
Oh. We know where it is. I guess if they see the shark coming in too close on the shark tracker, what do they?
Well, but they
deploy anything. Any
her
measures?
Her latest full ping was March 19th, and that was here.
And we haven't. We don't know since we have.
And her latest Z ping,
yes,
was a day later. And a Z ping happens when the shark spends just a brief time near the surface.
The signal is sent and received by an Argo satellite, but not strong enough to determine a more accurate location.
My God. God damn it. Sometimes
you want an app. You want to know exactly where that bitch is. Right
now, you can do that. You can turn on location services and somebody can track you with an iPhone. God, these fucking journalists make it sound like we're asking them to land. They landed on the moon in the fucking 60s.
But it's a shark.
See, we can't track a fucking shark.
It goes under the
water. If I was in charge, I would be like, we have a great white in the vicinity of this city. I need a location now, motherfuckers. Find me that shark.
Radio waves don't have fun underwater.
I don't give a fuck.
That's why the submarines have those antenna on top. Right. They only go and put the antenna up out of the water so they can send.
Okay. Well.
And receive.
There. It sounds like we have a starting off point. Go figure it out. I can't believe we can't figure out how these sharks, they just disappear off the radar. Now we can't find them because we're what? We're too fucking stupid. Turn up the signal. I don't fucking know, man.
I should have saved that one for last.
Jeez. Man. Are we, I don't want to say lazy. What is it? God, just figure it out. Do something to protect us from these fucking sharks.
You're very shark, anti-shark bias.
No, I just want to know where this fucker is so we can take care of it if we need to.
Well, I'm sure she's not the only one.
Well, okay. Boy, that is not the attitude.
I wonder if I could search by area.
Yeah, put somebody like you in charge of finding this fucking thing. Everybody's like, oh, we found all the January 6th tourist terrorists. What about these sharks? They're bad too. They're anti-American. I'm an American. If one of these is eating me, that's pretty anti-American, is it not? Oh, but that doesn't impact our happiness level. They're happy as shit in Australia. They must be, though. They must have to be. God.
I wonder if you could do, if you could track it by area.
It's hard for me to believe.
I'll have to figure that out.
It's hard for me to believe that the happiest
person. Oh, their tracker is on the App Store.
Oh, okay. Fire it up, motherfuckers. I mean, there we go. I feel like Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive.
O-Search, O-C-E, like ocean, A-R-C-H. O-Search. Shark tracker on the App Store.
Sometimes I'm worried that these animals, these underwater animals, are able to communicate with other underwater animals. And that at some point, for the creation of SeaWorld, humanity is going to pay a dear fucking price. And I think that's going to be when the ice melt and we're all in the water. Sharks are going to swim up to us. And this is like, they'll be like, this is for, what was that famous? This is for Shamu.
God, the biggest shark they have right now is Nukumi.
Where?
Oh, my God.
Where? Tell me where it is.
A 17-foot, 3,500-pound.
The target is
female
painted.
Female white shark.
To paint that target. Come on, guys. I don't want that to eat me. Again, where is it? What is it? It's 20?
Oh, my God. Hold on, I'm reading her story.
Skip down to the part that matters.
She's over here. She's not. She tends to hang out up north, though.
Stay out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Yakumi.
She's up in Nova Scotia down off the New York.
Oh, you don't want to eat these methy rednecks. Oh my God, we taste like shit.
Holy fuck, 17 feet long.
That's just too big, isn't it?
That's
Why?
A big motherfucking
that,
shark.
That's terrifying, man. That fucking thing didn't have any feelings. It just chomp, chomp, chomps. That's it. Soulless.
Rose was in Sarasota on March 5th.
Oh, signing autographs, no less? We're talking about this beast like it's a celebrity. Guys, it's insane.
Oh, her tracker shows that she's been spending winters around Florida.
Get out of here.
Since 2021, she's a snowbird.
No, listen. Well, that's good, though. I am not. Nobody's going in the water in the winter. And in the summer.
Why do you want to see her picture?
Get the fuck out. Looks like a shark.
She was named after Rose Bay near where she was tagged. So that's her name.
Where is that picture? Where was that picture taken? What is that?
Probably when they tagged her.
Is she in a pool?
No, that's when they tagged her. So that would have been Nova Scotia.
But where is that? Is that in a pool?
In Nova Scotia. Oh, no, no, no. It's in the ocean.
What? It looks like a weird thing. Is that just on a boat?
It looks like an underwater platform.
I'm just trying to understand.
That they probably released her.
I feel like there was
they tagged her.
I feel like there was an opportunity missed, and I'm just going to put it at that. Okay.
To what? Study her more closely?
Yeah. Shit, man. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Boy, I just think about the person getting eaten by one of these. It's like, well, it's just nature. Fuck you. That's all I'm thinking about. True. Stupid. I'm so happy. Oh, look at this. It's brown snake mating season. They're all over the fucking place. You know how many times I've seen somebody pull a brown snake out of somebody's house in Australia? They don't seem happy about it.
Well, that snake hunter who recently got bit, right?
What? The crocodile guy?
No, his job is to get snakes out of houses, and
right.
He got bit by one.
Hey, listen, thank you for your fucking service.
His stick broke.
Thank you for your service!
His grabber stick. Remember, we did the story, and the guy almost died? Yeah.
He didn't have a backup stick?
Well, the snake was in the stick.
Right.
He had it in the grabber, and thing broke, and it got his hand, and next thing you know, he's in the hospital.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm missing the whole point of this. Why a stick? Why not say, I don't know, a gun?
Well, because he relocates them.
Good. Oh, man. That's good. Thank you. I was like, thank you for your service. Absolutely. I guess. Thanks for what are you going to put it in my backyard now? Relocate. God, man. Let's keep Australia happy.
Meanwhile, we've played this guy before, and I would save this for Faithless Friday, but more timely in the news.
Did they ever have a snake on the Rehab Dr. Drew show? Trying to whatever it's called, Celebrity Rehab. It's gonna be a famous snake that gets on drugs.
We played this guy before.
Nine!
Pastor and self-proclaimed prophet.
Yes.
Which, of course, means prophet for profit.
That's right.
Dutch Sheets, the man who sounds like a textile instead of a pastor.
Right. I don't remember why he's crazy, but I do remember the name.
Well, this is big news.
Oh, okay.
I think if we're going to...
Give you some volume on this, right. Maybe.
I think if we're going to look at the prophetic aspect of this, which I think is appropriate,
yes.
I'm going to say I received a dream sent to me a week ago, and it's the only dream I've ever received in my life, in which it had the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. And in the dream, I was in travail at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and as I stood from the travail, I stood up with a guitar and I strummed the key of C. That's a play on words. And then I began to sing the national anthem. And I said, oh, say, can you see? It was all about removing the delusion. It, obviously a warning, obviously connected to the nation. This
my God, it's a fucking
who
dream.
This is Dutch lunatic. Sheets.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Delusion, obviously a warning, obviously connected to the nation, this bridge and this dream. And so what God is saying is he wants us to cry out, continue to cry out for the breaking of the delusion over America so that we see clearly and that we have authority to break this spell.
So he's playing in his fever dream.
Yeah.
He is playing the guitar. He's playing the key of C, the chord C.
Why are you sharing this dream with people?
Well, why didn't you call somebody at the bridge?
Yeah, you
fucking piece of shit.
Wait a second. That begs a larger question. Where were these fucking prophets?
Right.
Why didn't you see this in your tea leaves, in your friend's exactly. butthole, and drop a dime and call?
And you know there's going to be more. This is the first one we heard from, but you know there's all these prophets are going to be like, I was totally speaking to the Lord the other day.
Excuse me, why didn't they let anybody know about 9/11?
And he was singing Simon and Garfunkel songs.
Right. Why didn't they let us know about 9/11 or Pearl Harbor?
Right.
I'm just curious. I'm just asking.
Ways?
What?
Because it's bullshit. No. He had some fucked up dream, and he's now retroactively applying some kind of interpretation.
Yes.
And that's what they do.
Yes. Wait, please.
Did he tell anybody at the time?
No, that you're but useless. The thing
is, even if he did,
come on.
What is his dream? I had a dream. It was see. And okay, can you see? Which obviously means that God is telling you, wake the fuck up, people, and go kill all the non-Christians.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Oops. I mean,
jeez, I'm going to put a challenge out to these prophets. I challenge you to prophesy something that is fucking useful that will actually save some lives. That's what I'd like you to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't they do that? Why can't you do something useful?
I'm going to play the last 15 seconds.
Just to cry out, continue to cry out for the breaking of the delusion over America so that we see clearly and that we have authority to break this spell of delusion so that the people can see, including our leaders in the Capitol and elsewhere. I hope that made sense. I'm trying to do it really quick.
So, it does. I came three times.
Yeah.
What?
It sounded like you licked an armadillo.
What does
with
he
leprosy.
Mean? Like we have the authority.
Nine. We're the Christian nationalist Nazi fucks marching under the anointation of Jesus Christ. We're fucking everybody up. We're high on Viagra. I don't know.
We'll be back on Friday, everybody, with more stories like this one.
Yes.
Faithless Friday. Don't forget to join us 2-4 p.m. Pacific, 5-7 Eastern. Otherwise, we're always available at your favorite podcast app for crabdiving.com. Thank you, Windows protection.
You got mail.
Join us on or thanks for buying shit to the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commish. Does it cost you fuck?
Ryan.
See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, fucking X. And go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great couple of days. Keep your eye on Rose, everybody, at Ocean, whatever the fuck it was. The Shark Tracker. We'll be back on Friday.
Moonamani May.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.